Welcome to the Kankle Fritz and Friends podcast.
Hey, it's Kankle Fritz. And if you missed today's show, this is cool. All the fun stuff that happened on the show in one podcast.
How do you know when a trend is on its way out? We're going to tell you. Family Life Radio, it's Kankle Fritz and Friends with you. So here we go. This is from the experts. Misty found this. When there is an Instagram or Twitter account dedicated to it.
Oh.
It's on its way out. You know, when that, it takes a while for those things to take off.
Yeah.
When celebrities start wearing the opposite thing.
Okay. Yeah, that seems kind of obvious.
And of course, who cares what they think, but.
Right.
When it is in kids' stores.
Oh.
Then you know it's on its way out. Sorry, kids.
Oh, but they do look cute.
Yes. But this one is my favorite. When your mom starts to notice it's a thing. That's awesome.
She's always the last to hear. Imagine there is somebody and there is a car coming straight for them. Like, you don't stop and go, maybe I should warn them. Like, you do what you have to do to help them. You tackle them. Like, you don't care if you hurt them in the process. You don't care what you look like. You do what you have to do to help that person. You know that you have the power to help, and you understand the threat. I think that is the key right there. You understand how great the threat is.
Yeah, because they could die. They could be severely injured. Absolutely.
Exactly. But how often do we not stand up for somebody else? How often do we not go to war for somebody else? Because maybe we don't understand how big the threat is. We make light of the bad news, so to speak. We make light of the enemy. We go, they have it. We don't have to go to battle for them. Like, no, here's the deal. A semi truck is coming for your brother, for your sister in Christ. You have a responsibility. And here we are. You're standing there. I'm standing here. We are doing nothing in a lot of cases. And the problem is that it's very possible their deliverance hinges on our action or our lack thereof.
That's a good point. You know, we don't want to leave you down in the dumps, because the exciting news is this. You're a child of God.
Yes.
Your identity is in Him. You've been rescued from the grave, given a new name, filled with the Holy Spirit. You have all the power and authority through Jesus. And so you can do it. Especially, you're right, Misty. You see something coming for someone, then they're going to get hurt. You know, there's a truck coming and you get to knock them out of the road. It's that vital. We need to look at it that same way. We have people that we know that need to know Jesus. God will give you the strength to do it. Just ask Him for it. Give you the words to say to speak to them. Go for it. Follow God today. We're going to help you pay down that debt, as well as save money and make a lot more money. We've got Bob Lotick with us this morning. He's written this book, Simple Money, Rich Life, How to Achieve True Financial Freedom and a Design of a Life of Eternal Impact. Hey, Bob, why don't you start from the beginning? Because you didn't start out real well with money. Tell us how you got where you are today from where you were.
It started with me just being a complete mess financially. I was living down in Florida in a beach town, which is great. I had a convertible, and it was a day before my 21st birthday, and my friends were coming down the next day. And so I was living the dream, like pre-Instagram. Like, it was great. But that day, I just picked up my paycheck and I was going to take it to the bank. I was going to cash it and I was going to go pay my rent. And I had about 3 hours to do it, so everything was fine. Until, dun dun dun, my car just breaks down in the middle of the road. And I don't know that much about cars, but I kept on turning the key. It's like not starting. After 10 times, it's like, okay, time to throw in the towel and give this thing up. And I started having a panic moment as I started realizing what's about to happen. Because if I don't get this car towed, repaired, and then get back to the bank to cash this check to pay my landlord, landlord in the next 3 hours. She's going to tack on a $50 late fee. And I don't even have $50 to come up with. And my paycheck was so small, it was just enough to cover my rent, which is a whole nother problem for another day we can talk about. But the point is I was like realizing that my whole financial life is like a house of cards. It's been stacked up. And now a little wind blew, which is like a $200 alternator that went bad. And my whole financial life is crushing down beside me. I wasn't even thinking about like the next day or the next week or the next month. I was so short-sighted. And anyway, it was in this moment that I realized like I'm a mess. And so from that point, I just cried out to God, asked for help. And I said, if you have a better plan, I want to hear it. And so that kind of started me off on my financial journey.
Hi, I'm Hope Darst. And if you didn't know, Family Life Radio is listener supported. By giving you help, people find hope and keep the station on the air. You are helping make possible a place that people can turn to for hope and truth.
Thank you for making hope possible. You can give safely and simply at myflr.org.
We're talking with Bob Lotek this morning. His book is Simple Money, Rich Life. Now, Bob, you said you can save money, but you don't have to try to spend less money? That almost doesn't make sense.
Yeah, this is something that most people just don't, they have a hard time believing it until they actually do it. But if you've ever gone to a nutritionist, you know, one of the first things they're going to say is, all right, start writing down everything that you eat. Keep a food journal and write down everything that you eat. And by doing this, anyone who's done it knows that you just eat better just by writing it down. And it's the same way with our money. There's a financial blogger that I follow who he said that he did this exercise and the next month he spent 50% less.
Wow.
50% less.
That's a lot.
Just by writing down everything that he did. And he mentioned three times in there. He said, it's really important to realize I did not try to change my spending. I literally just wrote it down. And we hear this from our students over and over and over again. For people who aren't doing this at all, and their money's just one big bucket, they're not paying attention, when they start doing this, without fail, we hear this over and over and over again. I spent less and I didn't even feel it.
Isn't that cool? Yeah, it's time for that good news of the day. If you've got any, give us a call right now, 888-888-9976. Tell us what happened.
I've been struggling for years to quit smoking for a very long time. And recently I finally, I told him I couldn't do it.
You told God you couldn't quit.
Right.
Gotcha.
Here I am, cold turkey, no nicotine, no substitutes, no nothing. And I'm rolling on almost 72 hours.
Hey,
and,
congratulations.
Thank you. It's amazing what he does for us when we just give it up to him.
So help us out here. You said, God, I can't do this. What was the difference or what enabled you to kick this off?
Well, I kept trying to tackle it on my own, and it says not to lean on our own understanding. And I finally just was like, you know what? I'm just going to give it all to him. And I literally said, Lord, I cannot do this without you. And Lord and behold, I'm, like I said, coming on 72 hours, not an urge, nothing.
Wow, not even an urge. That's God.
Right.
Well, hey, we're coming alongside you saying, you go, you got this. God's got your back. And be encouraged. It's great.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're about to hear something that's going to blow your mind. It's Kenkel, Fritz, and Friends with you on Family Life Radio. We're talking with Bob Lotek. He's the author of Simple Money, Rich Life, Achieve True Financial Freedom, and Design a Life of Eternal Impact. So, Bob, you said you paid off your mortgage in 3 years? How is this possible? Tell us.
Yeah, I got to give credit to where credit's due. So I'm going to take you through the story here. We had paid off all of our credit card debt at that point. We were succeeding financially and doing great. And I'm like, all right, let's get our house paid off. And so we're chasing down, trying to pay off our mortgage. I'm the numbers guy. So I have this plan laid out. It's going to be about 3 or 4 years for us to get it paid off. And I remember one day going, I'm like, I'm going to go pray to God and ask if we can get this thing paid off faster. And so I do this. And as I'm doing it, I didn't hear this audible voice from God, but I sensed him speak to my heart. If you really want to see me move on your finances, I want you to begin giving your age as a percentage of your income. So I was 31 at the time, and I remember like scratching my head and be like, what? Who does that? That's insane. Like we were given like 11% at that point. And I'm like, that's a huge jump. I don't even know if we're gonna be able to pay the bills and do groceries and all this stuff. And I remember just kind of like being freaked out, but also just sensing this gentle invitation to go on an adventure and generosity type of thing. And so I went back and talked to my wife, and she's like, you know what? If you feel like God's calling us to do that, then he probably has something really cool on the other side of it. And so with that month, we began giving 31% of our income. And, you know, and since we were giving that much of our income, pretty much all that extra disposable income, we're giving it all away. So it's not going to pay down the mortgage anymore. So my new debt payoff plan was about 10 years. That's what it was going to take to get our house paid off. So here's the crazy thing. This is how we did it, because 10 months later, no joke, our mortgage was paid off.
What?
It wasn't 10 years.
Wow.
It was 10 months later after we started doing that, after we increased our giving to 31%. And so I have no idea how it happened. Like, it doesn't make sense to me to this day. I can't explain the math behind it. All I know is that we did that thing we felt like we were supposed to do, and then that happened 10 months later.
We've got Bob Lotik with us this morning. He's written the book, Simple Money, Rich Life. And now, I was thinking about this, and this is our situation, my family. What if you have a spender married to a saver? But Misty, you're a little different. You guys are two spenders.
Oh, right? Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes. Love to spend. And the thing is, like, the second you tell me what I can't do with my money, that is exactly what I want to do with my money. Like, if you say you shouldn't eat out, I want to hit every restaurant in town about 10 times.
That's
over.
Awesome. Yeah. So what do we do in that situation, Bob?
So this is so common. I mean, we all know this. This is super, super common. I talked to a lot of couples and we hear this over and over again. And in fact, with us, like, I'm a certified educator in personal finance. And I say that Linda is a certified spender of all of our money. And so this is super common. And we went through that as well. And here's the thing that I came to understand and realize is that as a money nerd, as the guy who does the math and writes everything down on a sheet and all this stuff, I tend to think that this is math. It's black and white. I am right. And so the way that I think we should spend money is the thing that we should do.
Of course it is. And yeah.
I know. Like, that's what I thought. But God, like, convicted me and he showed me that I brought Linda into this marriage. You guys are together for a reason. And she has value to add to how this family works and how this family spends money. And so for me, that helped me a lot because I began kind of letting go of my super strict budget and all these different things, you know, so that meant us spending a little bit more money in certain areas that maybe I was not as comfortable in. But by doing that, that actually got her more invested. And then she began yielding on some things and bending on some things. And so together we kind of had this mutual submission thing that actually worked really well and got us in unity better than we had been before. And that was really, really powerful. One other super practical thing I'll just throw out there, because I think this helps a lot of people. We hear this from students all the time. So one thing we did is we began creating two separate spending accounts. And this was a game changer for us. So at the beginning of the month, money comes in and we would break it out into two different categories. One is the Linda category, one is a Bob category. All the money in that category for me, I can spend it however I want. I don't have to ask her. I'm not being judged by her. And it's the same for her. So she can go spend the all day long on Starbucks, Frappuccinos, or whatever. And it's like, I don't care because it doesn't affect me. And it's also not tied to the grocery budget, because earlier all of our money was in one big bucket. And so if I went to Lowe's and bought a saw, like, she'd be yelling at me because it's like, we got to buy groceries and you just spent it all on a saw. And so we never have those discussions anymore. We never have those fights anymore. And like that one simple thing, right? Reduced our money fights by probably 90%. I've got joy down in my
soul. I'm gonna let this feeling take control. So what is bringing you joy? It's time for that joy report. Give us a call at 888-888-9976. All right, well, tell us what's going on.
We were in a transmission shop checking on our vehicle, and while we were in the shop, a gentleman called in about his vehicle, and he had some extensive damage that needed to be repaired, and we really felt like we were led, and we did a donation of $554 to help, and we told the mechanic not to give our name out, just to let him know that someone wanted to help out with his problem that he had.
Wow.
He cried on the phone when he heard that we were helping assist him.
So let me get this straight. This guy, you're at the shop. This guy calls in. They give him the news of how much it's going to cost. Did you overhear the conversation?
Yes. We were waiting to get information about our vehicle. We really wanted to help this person because we could tell on the phone they were trying to negotiate a price. Mm. And so we left there and I said, I would like to call back and see if we can help him find out what he can afford. So he could only afford $440 of the $1,020. So we went to my bank account and just took the money, the cash out, and brought it back immediately.
That is just amazing. You don't even know this person.
God is great. I'm giving the glory to God. We've been very blessed. I'm glad that we made somebody's day.
How fun is that too? You know, knowing that you're a blessing, that's just, that's got to make you feel great. That's cool.
Hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you want to learn more about The Morning Show or to get in touch with us, head over to myflr.org.
Thanks for listening to the Kinkle Fritz and Friends podcast. We would appreciate it so much if you could rate, review, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. You can also find more exclusive content at myflr.org and FLR Mornings on both Facebook and Instagram. And if you support Family Life Radio, thank you.